We're very excited to formally announce the expansion plans for Lambeau Field. This is something we've been working on for a couple years, and we're really excited to be going forward with it. Just from a larger overview, this will add approximately 6,600 new seats in the south end zone. And all the seats will be chairbacks, and one of the things we're really excited about is it's going to provide unique seating options for our fans that we don't have in the stadium today. So the other thing I would say, we've done a lot of study on this. We've had two surveys. Surveys focused on our current season ticket holders as well as people on the waiting list. So we think we have a real good sense of what people want, and we're excited about it. In addition to the 6,600 new seats, we'll also be adding a new gate in the north end zone and a rooftop viewing deck in the north end zone, and we're excited about those. I think it's going to be a tremendous positive for everybody. As I said before, we've been working on this for a couple years, a lot of planning, a lot of thought. Really, though, wanted to get through the collective bargaining process. Obviously, we're through that now. We have a new collective bargaining agreement in place, and I think the real positive of the agreement is that it was structured in a way, number one, we now have certainty, we have a 10-year agreement, we know we have labor peace, and also we have an agreement that provides an incentive for teams to move forward with projects like this. And as I look at it, and as everybody involved with the Packers organization, our board has signed off on this, as well as our executive committee, we feel this is a crucial step for ensuring that the Packers remain competitive into the future and providing our football team the resources that they need to remain competitive. As we look at it, there will be many benefits for the Packers, for our fans, and also for the community. I think in terms of both the Packers and the fans, I think this really allows us to keep Lambeau Field up to date. The other thing I would mention, this is really, we're tying this into the other project that we had been going forward with, and that's the new sound system, which has been up debuted for at our family night, and so that's in place for this year. We also had announced previously that we're moving forward with two brand new video boards in the two end zones. What we decided to do was tie the two projects together. We thought it made a lot of sense, and so the new scoreboards will go up. It'll be up for the 2012 season, as well as the north end zone, the north end zone tower, and the elevators there. And Jason will get into more of the specifics. Those will be up for the 2012 season, and then the south end zone will be completed by the 2013 season. In terms of the benefits, I really believe that this allows us to build on the tremendous success of the renovation that we had in 2013. It does keep Lambeau up to date. It'll provide access to more fans. We have over 83,000 fans on our waiting list, and we think this will allow many fans off the waiting list, obviously, to be able to now experience Packer home games. We're also excited from a football standpoint. We think this will create a tremendous home field advantage. All these seats will be outside, and we're building it and designing it in a way to maximize crowd noise. So that's a positive. And we also think it'll be a tremendous benefit for our fans in terms of ingress and egress. We'll have two new gates. We'll have additional elevators, escalators. We hear complaints from fans about it's difficult to get into the stadium sometimes. We think this will alleviate some of the congestion. And just overall, continue to provide a good experience for our fans and improve on the experience that we've been providing. Also, we see many benefits to the community in terms of jobs throughout the construction phase. Approximately 1,667 jobs. I don't know how that can be approximate, but it seems pretty exact, but we're excited about that. Also, would be $70 million in wages during the construction. And on an annual basis, it'll have an annual impact of going forward of $11 million. And that's roughly the equivalent of adding an additional home game. So it's obviously very significant. I also wanted to give special thanks to a few people. First, within the Packers, on our staff, Jason Weed, who you'll hear from. He's going to get into more of the detail. He's really been actively involved in this and want to recognize him. Tim Conley, our Vice President of Marketing, has been instrumental in this process, as well as Paul Daniel, our Vice President of Finance. I also want to give credit to Aaron Popke for all the work that he's done in this, and well as our board member Susan Finko, who's been very helpful in the planning of the announcement of this. Also, want to recognize the Stadium District Board. You'll hear in a second from Ann Patterson. Also, the Hammes Corporation. I don't know if Bob Dunn's here. We've got Scott and Jim. They obviously were instrumental in the renovation in 2003, and it's great to have them involved in this project as well. I also want to thank all of our elected officials. They've been extremely supportive, including Mayor Schmidt. And also want to thank Myron. I'm pleased to announce that Myron Construction, I believe Royce is here from Myron, want to acknowledge him. And we're really pleased that they'll be serving as a general contractor. I think having a local firm in this key position is great for the community, and we're looking forward to working with them. And we're excited about it. September 1st is the groundbreaking, a week from today. The work will begin immediately shortly after that. The major work will start after the 2011 season, after our last, the NFC Championship home game will be here. So thinking optimistically. But after the season, since the season's completed, we'll really get down to the work. And as I mentioned before, 2012, we'll have the North End Zone Tower up. And by the 2013 season, everything will be done. And last thing I want to say before I turn it over, we're really, really pleased to be going forward with this. This is going to be financed and funded by the Packers. We will not request or need any tax money. It'll be primarily or mostly debt financing, and it's something that we're excited about. We think it's going to be a positive for the Packers, our fans, as well as the local community.
We're going to provide some details. We also have, I know, some handouts and some renderings for everybody, which tell the picture better than we'll be able to. But in addition to the new seats, all with seat backs, we're essentially in the south end zone going to have four separate levels. We tried to build it as vertically as we could so that we could maintain really good sight lines to the field. Lambeau Field is recognized around the league as having the best sight lines in the National Football League. And that's primarily because it is such a tightly configured bowl. Everybody is very close to the field, regardless of what row they sit. And we decided, rather than going back and away from the stadium on the same slope that our bowl works with today, to try to go as vertically as we could so we could maintain those really good sight lines. And we're pleased that we're going to be able to do that. The general seating that we're adding is going to be about 6,600 seats, so we're adding about 10% to the stadium. We will have one of the highest capacities in the league, I think somewhere around fourth or fifth in the league when we're complete, which is pretty spectacular in a community this size and something I think everybody should be proud of. With the new south gate that we're going to build, we're adding an entire new system of elevators and escalators to get people up into those areas. With the new north gate, we're going to add a series of elevators, eight elevators, in fact, on the north side, which will make it much easier for people who are going to our club seats and to our suites in particular. And then because those people can get in through the north gate, it'll alleviate congestion throughout the rest of the building for our general fans. So it really should be easier to get in and out of the stadium when we're complete. The financing, as Mark talked about, it's all going to be handled by the Packers. We're going to use traditional borrowing, and we're putting that together right now. We are also considering and are fairly far along on the idea of a new stock sale. That's something that has come up really since the last one, but especially over the last year. We have been fairly inundated with calls and requests to have another stock sale. So we are looking very closely at that, and that is something that we expect to go to the league with, ask for permission, there's a few other administrative and legal hurdles that we have to go through, but we'd love to be able to announce the final plans on that over the next couple of months. But that's something we look forward to. We will, in addition to borrowing funds for this, we anticipate some work with the stadium district. We'll probably have a user fee program similar to what we used in the renovation project 10 years ago. That the user fees, it hasn't been established the amount. It'll be a similar program, and it will only apply to people who choose to move into these new seats. It has no application to anybody who stays in their current seats. So this is only for the new 6,600 seats. We will talk with the league and see if there are any opportunities with the league to assist us with the project financially or otherwise. But in any event, we're prepared to move forward on our own on this, and we're very happy to be able to do that. The primary reason we're able to do that today is because of the renovation 10 years ago. We sat around yesterday and asked ourselves, would there be any chance in the world we could be announcing this today if we hadn't had the renovation 10 years ago? And the answer is no. We would not be able to do that. That's what put us in a financial position over the last 9 years and today that allow us to borrow, to tap into our own funds, and to invest in the stadium. And we're very proud to be able to do that and humbled that we can only do that because the taxpayers in the community stepped up and gave us a hand when we needed it. Our ticket pricing structure for the new seats has not been established. We're going to work on that. It may be next year before we finalize that and announce it. We will likely, and I think almost for sure, have a green and gold package like we do in the bowl right now. That has been very successful for us. It works well for us. Our fans generally have appreciated that program, so we expect that will be what we do here. When we put together our final details on pricing, we'll go out to our fans, and I'll give you a couple details on that. What we're going to do to fill these new seats is we're going to go to our current season ticket holders in the bowl, we're going to ask them if they would be interested in moving into this new section. And what they could do is basically a one-for-one swap. So if they own four seats in the bowl, they'll have the opportunity to move and take four seats in this new section and give up the four seats that they previously had. Once we go through the season ticket holders and fill as much of the south end zone as we can, we'll go to the waiting list and then infill any remaining open seats in the bowl or in the new section. So we expect to be able to take a lot of people off the waiting list, we know that we're going to have some very happy people who've been on there a long, long time. So we know they look forward to that. Mark mentioned that Myron Construction is going to be the general contractor. We are very happy to announce that. We were up late with Myron last night having a very friendly conversation to finalize the deal, so we're very happy to announce early this morning that they're our partner. We made it a mission of ours 10 years ago to use as much local labor that we could, as many local companies as we could in our renovation project, and that hasn't changed. So we're going to work very hard to get people in Brown County to work on this project. And we know that Myron is interested in the same thing, and that's one of the reasons that we selected them. And they're a fine contractor, and we really look forward to working with them. Frankly, they were the primary subcontractor on the initial renovation job, so we are more than satisfied with the quality of work that they provide. The economic impact on the community is important to us. You know, Ann Patterson will touch on that, but that's something that we talk about all the time. The impact that the renovated stadium has provided the community has been very positive, so we just looked at this as another opportunity to do the same and feel very confident that it will do that. We will, as Mark said, also continue with the video boards. They'll be up for next year in both the south and north end zones, and they will be spectacular. We are very excited about them. These will be as good as they get, and I don't think that people will people don't know what they're missing today until these things get up next year, so we continue to be excited about that. Together, the projects that we're doing right now, the audio, the video, and then the south and north end zone projects, all together will cost us approximately $140 million. That's what we expect to put into it. All funded, again, without general tax money, special tax money, all funded by the Packers. We are excited to make that investment. We think it's a good investment. We think it will show a great return for the Packers. And we really feel like in a time like this, It's time for us to invest. And as an organization, we often say we don't think only 3 and 5 years forward. We try to think 30 and 50 years forward. And these are the kind of projects that we think will allow us to be here and sustain us, keep us viable 30 and 50 years out.
The public-private partnership between the Packers and Brown County has continued to be a wonderful success story. The prior development project that concluded in 2003 strengthened the team's financial position to the extent where they are able to not ask for any sales tax dollars for the funding of this new project. Based on the recent economic study that the Stadium District performed, we are estimating that the economic impact of the additional seats is over $1 million per home game. And that does not even take into consideration the economic impact from the construction process that's spanning over 2 years. And so that will be a return on this investment that goes on every year for the life of the stadium. With regard to the Stadium District, our role as landlord of Lambeau Field will be similar to what it was before. We'll provide approval and oversight regarding the construction process. Also, we previously approved the new video scoreboards, and those are being funded with the user fees from the prior renovation project. If there are any new user fees, we will develop a new program for that. And the most important difference, though, between this project and last project is that there's no sales tax. This will not have any negative impact on the sales tax at all. And I think it's even possible we still have the existing sales tax. It's possible that the increased economic benefit to this community will cut that off by a couple months. So all in all, looking at this project is great news for the Packer fans. It's also great news for the residents and the businesses in Brown County.
Yeah, regarding the stock sale, I believe last stock sale we had was 98, and we netted about $20 million. So the hope would be, you know, at least that much. And, obviously one of the thoughts, I think Jason mentioned it, a lot of people would love to say they were owners of a world championship football team. So that's why I wanted to get going on this. I want to move it quickly.
Mark,
other questions?
Wasn't there something in the new CBA now? Will the league fund part of this as well, if there's stadium renovation?
There's stadium credits are available, and the stadium credits, each year it's up to 1.5% of the total revenue. And so that's beneficial. We're also going to have discussions with the league over the next few weeks about specific ways that they could be helpful.
Mark, the intimacy factor is, I'm sure you did studies on this. Is the renovation, the expansion going to make the stadium more intimate, less intimate? What have you found on that?
I think it's going to make it more intimate. And as I said before, Vic, you know, we surveyed, did a couple surveys actually of fans, we feel very confident that these seats will be very popular. Just kind of as an aside, Vic, and you may know this, high seats in the end zone are very attractive. It's a great way to watch a game. When my career ended with the Redskins, I was fortunate enough to get season tickets. Season tickets back then with the Redskins were about as hard to get as Packers season tickets. But I got season tickets, and I was in the upper deck of one of the end zones, and really developed a great appreciation for watching the game from that perspective. You can really see plays develop, and I think these will be particularly nice because you'll be up high but not far from the field. You know, the way this is designed, we've talked about it as kind of the wall at Lambeau, and you're going to go straight up, and it'll be a wall of fans or a wall of sound. So, and the other thing, and Jason can get into more of the specifics, we're going to be providing unique experiences for fans that we really don't have anywhere else in the stadium now, but also throughout the league. I think there's some we're going to do some things that will be very unique that I think our fans will get excited about. In terms of amenities, and every seat will be outside, but some will have inside areas where they could go back and get something to eat, or if they want to watch it from behind glass doors. But everybody will have an option to watch the game from outside. One of the things that we heard pretty clearly through the surveys was the true Lambeau experience is out in the elements, in the cold, and fans wanted that. So we're providing, every one of the 6,600 seats, people have the opportunity to sit outside.
Is this modeled after any particular stadium?
No, not really. I think, in 2003, when the renovation was done, we designed it in a way where we could go up. Foundations were put in the south end zone. So the thought at the time was to be able to take advantage of those foundations. And I think we're really tying it into Lambeau and the renovation that was done in 2003. I think the other thing I would say, Vic, I think all of us feel a sense of responsibility that this is an icon. I mean, this stadium is the best stadium in the NFL, and we want to make sure that when you renovate and when you expand, we want to make sure we do it right and to improve it. And they also want to make sure that everything we do is consistent with the current Lambeau Field. We want it to be the kind of thing when people come in and they look at the south end zone, they say, geez, it looks like it's always been there.
What would the capacity be, Mark, then, in one of the top five in the NFL?
Well, I think we'll be fourth in the NFL, about approximately 79,000.
No, is there any standing room in this, or did you decide?
Well, that's something we're looking at. We're creating a lot of areas in the south end where people can stand and watch the game. Whether we actually have stale standing room tickets, standing room only tickets or not, is something we'll decide as we go forward. But that's something that we have heard from fans. They want to have the flexibility, the ability to be able to stand and watch the game and talk with friends at the time. Now, going around the league, you see that those are very popular. There's a lot of stadiums are designed with in a way where there are areas where people can stand together in groups and watch the game.
From a football perspective, can you talk a little bit? I mean, it's such a competitive league. Any advantage, whether it's sound or extra seats, I mean, how big of a deal is that?
Well, you can see it here. I think 6,600 additional fans in the south end zone, right on top of the field. And Jason get into some of the specifics. I mean, we're looking at building the back of it so that, rather than allowing the sound to escape, we want it to come back into the stadium.
It's we're always going to follow league rules on any sound and everything else, but our football guys, our head coach in particular, is very excited about this. When you add these seats, and by making it vertical, that's going to hold the sound inside the stadium that's created everywhere else. On the back side of this vertical section, by having metal on the back side rather than things that would reduce sound, like plastered walls or anything like that, having that metal on the back will drive that sound back into the stadium. We think it will make a tremendous impact on the noise levels in the stadium from our crowd. We have the best fans in the National Football League, but this is not the loudest stadium in the National Football League. We'd never go to a dome, but we think this does help it enhance it quite a bit. And in terms of the standing room only that Mark talked about, there will be several sections. You can see in the gaps in between the sections in the south, there are some platforms. There will be room for people to stand in there, and really quite a bit of room, and we expect that to be heavily utilized. As Mark said, we didn't decide if we would try to sell those individually. Most likely, we'd probably start by just allowing ticket holders to just wander around and stand there for periods of time. But also on the north, in the north end zone, on the rooftop, underneath the new scoreboard in the north, that blue viewing platform is going to allow several hundred people to stand and watch the game from the top of the roof. It's It's an incredible view of the field. We think it'll be very dramatic for people to be up there before the game, watching the flyover during the game. We're going to have restaurants and bars and food up there, and we think it's going to be fantastic for our guests.
Did you go with the seat backs in this case because of the surveys, or was that the primary reason?
Yeah, we did. What we found in this section when we started talking about going vertical, it became very difficult for us to really replicate kind of the slope of our current bowl, which is what makes those bench seats work well in that configuration. We can get the maximum amount of people in there. When we went vertical like this, what we found is that we could have seat backs and arms without really hurting our capacity, and you couldn't replicate that in the current bowl. So, in addition to the feedback we got from fans that if there was some new seats available, they'd like to have backs and arms, it also worked really well from a construction standpoint. It didn't cost us a lot of seats to go to that configuration there.
Are those seats going to be like traditional stadium seats to see it like a ballpark or something?
Yeah, the seats will be similar to the type of seats we have in our outdoor club section right now. They'll be high quality seats.
And on the scoreboards, we have contracted with Mitsubishi. I always have trouble saying that. And really excited about partnering with them. Obviously, the outstanding company, and they have built some of the best HD scoreboards that are utilized. I think they're in Yankee Stadium, also in the Cowboys' new stadium. The other thing I wanted to highlight in terms of the North End Zone viewing platform. We think that'll be a real attractive amenity for our fans on game day, but we think it'll also be very attractive for special events. It'll be a very unique view of Lambeau Field, and we think it'll be the kind of place where people will love to have receptions, I guess even maybe weddings. We do have people that get married here, and that would be a pretty spectacular spectacular place to have a party or reception. Any other questions?
You mentioned groundbreaking is next week. Is construction going to begin then this year?
There will be some, and I look over at Myra, and I think there will be some work will start during the season, but the vast majority of work will really get going as soon as the season ends.